This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
You're listening to the Monday Magazine on Vectis Radio, beaming to you, as we always do, from the Isle of Wight. And as promised, Marty's here, Marty Kane. I don't know quite the best way to introduce Marty, because she's an actor, she's an artiste, paints wonderful pictures, and she's also had an amazing career with hair. Marty, my opening question is, I've got to ask you this, I believe you used to work in Harrods.
Yes, that's quite correct. Yes, I did my apprenticeship in Richmond and then moved on to London, where I worked for a guy called Harold Layton, who had the salon rights in Harrods.
Wow.
Yes.
So were you dealing with famous people in Harrods? Or just very wealthy ones?
Just very, very wealthy ones. You know, it's... yeah, lovely, lovely people, but yes, very wealthy.
Yeah. And has hair been your career of choice since almost like from leaving school?
No. Right. Hair was never my choice.
Okay.
Okay, I wanted to go to art school, but circumstances had it that I wasn't recommended, so that we had to understand that. And the school I went to, we did Pittman, so I was expected to be a secretary.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was put, and I say put, because back in the 50s, you didn't choose where you went. Your parents went with you and interviewed with you. And I worked in an office for 6 weeks. Hated it. Absolutely hated it. And on one Saturday morning, I took myself to Richmond, and I was walked past, and I passed the hairdressing salon, and it smelt so nice. And I thought, quite like that. So I went in and asked them if they wanted an apprentice.
Because it smelled nice.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, and so they said, well, look, if you're not sure and you've got a job, why don't you come and be a Saturday girl for a few weeks, which is what I did. And actually, the rest is history. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It satisfied the artistic side.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. But and Richmond is just a wonderful place to work anyway.
Yeah,
yes, and once I did my apprenticeship, I moved up into London and got a job in Harrods, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Felt like being in prison half the time because you had to enter underground. You clocked
right.
in and out. Hairdressers clocking in and out is not known, but you have to at Harrods. Well, I don't know whether they still do, but we did then.
Yeah.
But it was a wonderful learning curve there. Thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah.
That's where I got interested in the wigs.
Okay.
Because I used to measure up for wigs for people as well there. So that was great fun. Really enjoyed that.
And what happened after Harrods then? Where did you go next?
Oh, I wandered around. Back in the 60s, you could go from one job to another, which was absolutely delightful. So I'd do about 6 months of hairdressing and then go and work somewhere else. I worked for the Tao Clinic in Knightsbridge, where we had April Ashley in, who was having all her hair removed, her facial and arm hair. Yes, and that was quite interesting. I modelled hats in between somewhere for a company called Edna Wallace, which I really enjoyed, loved that. Then back into hairdressing, and then got married, and then got out of marriage, and then went back into hairdressing. Yes, so really, since 1950 something or other, I've been hairdressing. I've been dealing with hair.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. But not only that, I don't know if this has happened just since your move to the Isle of Wight, but you've taken up acting, theatre, big time, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You've appeared in so many shows, haven't you?
Yes.
And you're actively involved, not just on stage, but off.
That's right,
which is where the wigs reference comes
absolutely,
in, isn't
yes.
it?
No, I'm fortunate enough to have acquired and bought an awful lot of wigs, which I then supply to different companies. At the moment, I've got some going into the Loves of Kath Maguire at the Apollo.
Yeah.
Jekyll and Hyde in Shanklin. And, of course, our own play, The Cemetery Club.
You sneaked that in,
didn't
you?
Didn't
we're
I?
Supposed to be saving that till the end,
all right,
Martin.
We'll save it till last. We just put it on hold, all right? Just remember, people, The Cemetery Club. Cemetery Club.
Sounds interesting. Yeah. So the wig side of it is one part of it, but you've been acting for, not a huge amount of years, have you?
No,
you came
no.
to it quite late, didn't you?
Absolutely, yes. I moved to Ryde. I had a marriage breakup and felt that I had to start life all over again, make new friends.
How far back are we going, Martin?
Oh, we're going back to about 97.
Okay.
needed to do something, so I knew I could paint and I could sew because I enjoyed sewing, and I started making a lot of costumes as well. So Bellevue Players in Ryde advertising. So I went along, not wanting to be on stage, but do backstage, make costumes, paint their scenery, something like that. Mm. And of course, for those reasons, they welcomed me with open arms. And the first play I did, I can't remember what it was called now, it's evaded me completely, but I made their costumes. And the next play was Don't Dress for Dinner, they were doing. And I went along to see what costumes were needed. And they needed somebody just to read in a part while they were auditioning other people. So I read in for Jacqueline. And the next time they did auditions, I did exactly the same. I did that three times. And, you know, I was beginning to learn the lines at this point. Mm. And they said to me, would you like to do it? I said, no. And they said, we haven't got anybody else, please. So I had to go, and then I was hooked.
Yeah.
And that was the lead female role in that play. I actually won Best Newcomer for that.
Did you?
Yes. And I was actually also a nomination. I didn't realise this at the time, for Best Actress as well.
Wow.
So that was quite a buzz.
Wow. So 10 years ago?
No, it's more than 10 years ago.
Was it 20 years ago?
No,
it's 20, isn't it?
20 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago. That's where I met John.
Yeah.
Yes. So really the rest is history, because I got hooked.
Yeah.
Hook, line and sinker.
Are you still hooked?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't get enough. You know, to the point where sometimes I should say no.
Yeah.
I don't do it because, you know, you're stretching yourself. But, you know, I feel that as we get older, you have to grab things with both hands.
Yeah.
Which I do.
Is that part of it, do you think? That you're, or is it just that you're making up for lost time? It feels like you're making up for lost time.
I don't really think about that. It's just the buzz that it gives me. That nervous energy buzz, you know, when you stand in the wings and you're thinking, why the hell am I here? You know, I should be doing something else. You're standing here thinking, I don't know my first line.
Yeah.
But then you get on the stage and it's fantastic. Love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I intend to keep going on and on and on until they push me off.
Okay. It won't happen, will
it? Oh, you never know.
It wouldn't. Yeah. No, nobody would dare.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So, of all the roles that you have played, is there a favourite one? Or, and second half of the question, is there a role that you really, really want to play but you've never had the chance yet? So, it's a chance to give yourself a plug.
I'll answer the second part of that question first. I always wanted to do Agnes of God. It's a three-hander set in a nunnery. Very dramatic. But I think my time has gone for that now. Maybe I wouldn't be able to remember quite so many lines because it was really a full-on.
Okay.
But favourite part is very, very difficult because I find while I'm doing a play, that is my favourite part.
Yeah.
Margaret in Dead Guilty. I absolutely loved that. The Shell Seekers. Don't Dress for Dinner. Oh, gosh, it could go on. September Tide. There's so many. I just loved all of them.
Mm.
Even the small parts, you know, you just go on with one or two lines.
Yeah.
It's just a buzz. Yes, yeah. but there are some, you know, that will last forever, as Jacqueline will always be in my mind.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And you also had, cutting in is quite a good expression for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hair. Little pun there. Little play on words. That's free, by the way. But you also had a... Didn't you have a salon on the Isle of Wight?
Yes, in Newport. It was called Barnet Fair in Town Lane.
Barnet Fair?
Yes, I know. Is that cliche or not? But, very successful.
Yeah.
And I retired from there about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not open anymore. The girl that bought it from me kept it going for a while, but she became sick, so couldn't keep it.
Okay.
And eventually it just closed, which was such a shame.
Do you miss it now?
No.
No, think about it.
No. I'm thinking, no.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I've got my satisfaction. I deal with wigs as hair.
Yeah.
They don't answer me back.
Yeah.
And if they don't like what I do, it's...
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
You even fitted me with one, didn't you?
I did.
You made me look about, 15 years younger. So I looked about
steps.
Five. I looked about five by the time you finished with me.
That was all the holes in your head.
I know. You were hammering it in.
Yes. People see me coming with a wig and they start to shake.
Yeah. It's that staple gun in your other hand that
Yeah.
Makes you slightly afraid.
Nobody will say that my wigs fall off.
No, they never did. So, come on, Marty. You're here because you're in another play.
Yeah.
Next month, and it's at Benbridge, isn't it?
That's correct.
Tell us all about it.
Okay, it's at Benbridge Village Hall. It's presented by Benbridge Little Theatre Club, and it's called The Cemetery Club. It's written by Ivan Manchel, and it's a wonderful, wonderful play about love, friendship, strength, and endurance. It's three American Jewish ladies. They have always been friends. But unfortunately, within 4 years, they all lost their husbands. So once a month, they meet up for afternoon tea and a visit to the cemetery to pay respects to their late husbands. During that time, there are an awful lot of laughs, and real belly laughs, because they're such good friends. They can be rude to each other, answer each other back. They laugh and cry with each other.
Mm.
Then a man comes along. And any ladies that are listening out there will understand, if a man comes into a group of ladies, it changes everything completely. Well, this is nothing different. I'm not going to tell you anymore, because you've got to come and see for yourselves what happens when this lone man enters this circle of friendship.
Okay.
Now, it's on the 6th, 7th and 8th of April at Benbridge Village Hall. Doors open at 7 o'clock and we start performances at 7:30, and tickets are £7. All the sevens, you can't forget it. So tickets are selling really quickly, so if you want to come, get a move on and get your ticket. But I think you'll be able to buy one or two on the door. So please come and see us.
How do you get a ticket, Marty? How do you get a ticket in advance?
Tickets can be bought from Splash in Union Street.
Yep.
And Welcome Stores in Benbridge, which is Lane End in Benbridge.
Yeah.
There is a telephone number, which I'm so sorry, I can't remember.
Don't worry.
But if you phone Splash, they will give you the number if you would rather do it through the hotline.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's the 6th, 7th and 8th.
8th of April.
Okay. And what part do you play, Marty?
I play Lucille.
Mm-hmm.
She's a man-eater. Well, she likes to think she is. Yes, I do tend to expose part of me quite a lot.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's probably the best plug ever for a play. And a little bird tells me that you're also doing this in American accents, which is not easy to do.
No, it's not easy. You know, we struggle with it a little bit because, you know, sometimes you can really get down south and, you know, we're not south. We are New York.
Okay.
And, you know, we're rather nice ladies in New York.
Okay. A better class. Lady.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and when we visit the cemetery, we dress up really nice, you know.
Oh, well, I look forward to it, Marty. Mm,
yes.
Yeah, Benbridge is a lovely place to go and watch a play, so...
It's absolutely wonderful.
You heard it here first. April 6th, 7th and 8th, the Cemetery Club. Get your tickets from Splash in Ryde or the Welcome Stores at Lane End, Benbridge. Yes. Tickets are £7 each.
They are.
How's that? Have I done well?
You've done really well. Would you like to come in and speak to me again sometime?
Yes. Thanks for allowing me to come, Marty.
It's my pleasure.
Now, that must be the best plug for a play I've ever heard on this show. So, well done, Marty. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
See you soon. www.vectisradio.com